This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. An analysis of the state's finances last year has revealed 125 errors and a lack of internal controls that could have brought the inaccuracies to light earlier. Tony Hunthausen of the Legislative Audit Division told lawmakers yesterday that an audit of the Department of Administration found financial misstatements and omissions that have the potential to affect the state's AA-plus bond rating. The errors included an approximately $1 billion overstatement of how much infrastructure had depreciated. Republican Representative Dee Brown of Hungry Horse calls the findings disturbing and says she hasn't seen a similar report in 14 years on the Legislative Audit Committee. State Budget Director Dan Villa says he and Department of Administration Director Sheila Hogan have put a team in place to address the issue to make sure it will never happen again. A new indictment charges a Haver businessman with bribing the head of the Chippewa Cree Tribe's roads department and overcharging the work his company did as part of a $10.6 million federal stimulus grant to the tribe. The federal grand jury indictment unsealed Tuesday charges Shad Huston with bribery, wire fraud, false claims conspiracy, and false claims against a federally funded project. Huston pleaded not guilty. The indictment alleges he gave Tribal Roads Branch Director Timothy Rosette $5,000 or more in exchange for a contract with Huston's K-Bar K Trucking. It says Huston submitted inflated invoices for the work the company did and used the extra money for his and Rosette's benefit. Huston already is facing charges in three other cases in a wide-ranging Chippewa Cree corruption investigation. Yellowstone County officials are asking State Department of Corrections administrators to move their inmates quickly to help with jail overcrowding. The Billings Gazette reports that county officials, including Sheriff Mike Linder, DOC Director Mike Batista, and jail commanding Captain Sam Bofto, met yesterday to try to alleviate some of the pressures by sending about 110 convicted inmates to prison. The jail was built in 1987 and had a capacity of 174 inmates. An expansion in 1997 brought the capacity to 286 inmates. On average, the jail's daily population runs between 430 and 470 inmates. In June, voters rejected a $6 million levy request that would have provided about $1.8 million a year to help expand and operate the jail. Officials will meet again in a month to review the situation. Farmers and environmentalists are urging Montana regulators to establish buffer zones around residences to protect them from oil and gas drilling. But energy industry representatives say such a move is not needed and would put large areas of the state off limits to development. The chairwoman of the State Board of Oil and Gas Conservation says the board will decide in August whether it wants to pursue the matter. A former Livingston and Billings West high school teacher and basketball coach has pleaded guilty to sexually exploiting children and distributing child pornography. The Billings Gazette reports that Scott Nichols changed his plea in federal court yesterday. The judge will rule on the plea deal after the pre-sentencing investigation is complete. Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval is playing host to nine other Western states' governors and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell to reach consensus on region-wide issues such as drought. He chairs the Western Governors Association, which is holding its annual meeting in Lake Tahoe this week. He's joined by Montana Governor Steve Bullock and governors of several other states around the West. Embarrassed officials from the Bullock administration yesterday apologized to state lawmakers for releasing a report that auditors later found contained massive errors. The financial report, which came out in May, was also several months overdue. It's used to help determine the interest rate Montana taxpayers must pay when the state borrows money by issuing bonds. Deputy State Auditor Cindy Jorgensen told the legislature's audit committee that the report was riddled with mistakes.
We communicated over 125 significant items. Many of those amounted to hundreds of millions of dollars in error. The audit team caught them, not the agency's control system, and for that reason, we classify this as a material weakness.
Governor Bullock's budget director, Dan Villam, admitted that the report was unacceptable. He said it did not reflect any actual problems with the state's financial situation. He also said a key staff member on the accounting team has been replaced. A Spokane man is facing 10 years in prison under his guilty pleas entered Tuesday on charges that he ran heroin, methamphetamine, and women from Washington to the Missoula area. The Missoulian reports 47-year-old Frederick Glenn Johnson and three other men were charged with delivering 100 grams of heroin and 50 grams of meth across state lines from February through November of last year. Johnson pleaded guilty to felony drug distribution and felony racketeering related to prostituting five Washington women here in Montana. His agreement with prosecutors dropped 13 other charges. The drug charge carries a 5-year minimum prison sentence and up to $5 million in fines. The racketeering charge could mean another 5 years in prison and $250,000 in additional fines. Motorcycle daredevil Robbie Knievel says he plans to celebrate his newfound sobriety by jumping over a Butte bar during a festival honoring the legacy of his dad, Evel Knievel. Knievel tells the Montana Standard he plans the sober jump over the Red Zone bar during Evel Knievel days in late July. The building is 28 feet high and 120 feet wide. The day and time of Knievel's jump hasn't been announced. Knievel faces a drunk driving charge for an April 21st arrest in Butte after a four-car collision. He says he hasn't had any alcohol since then. He has a preliminary court hearing today. Knievel's driver's license is suspended, but Butte Silverbow County Undersheriff George Skolatic says the jump is planned for private property, so it poses no violation. The Supreme Court has upheld the nationwide tax subsidies under President Obama's health care overhaul in a ruling that preserves health insurance for millions of Americans. The justices said in a 6-3 ruling that the subsidies that 8.7 million people currently receive to make insurance affordable do not depend on where they live under the 2010 health care law. Senator John Tester has released the following statement on the decision that affects tens of thousands of Montanans. Quote, "Access to affordable health insurance is critical to the health of our families and communities. Today's decision allows over 40,000 Montanans to keep the insurance they have purchased. The Affordable Care Act isn't perfect, but dismantling it without a plan to fix it is reckless, and today the Supreme Court recognized that." Close quote. No comments yet from Congressman Ryan Zinke or Senator Steve Daines. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.